Seated in McLean's parlor, the two men chatted amiably about their army days in the Mexican War. Finally, Lee brought up the object of our present meeting. Grant took out a pencil, rapidly wrote out the terms of surrender, and handed the paper to Lee. "This will have a very happy effect on my army," Lee said after reading the terms, which, far from hounding the enemy with reprisals, simply let them all go home. Lee mentioned that many of his men owned their horses and asked if those horses could be kept. Grant agreed. He said he assumed that most of the men were small farmers, and without their horses he doubted that they would be able to put in a crop to get through the next winter. "This will do much toward conciliating our people," Lee replied. In parting, he told Grant that he would be returning some Union prisoners because he didn't have any provisions for them, or in fact, for his own men. Grant said he would send 25,000 rations to Lee's army. When the word of the surrender reached the nearby Union headquarters, it touched off a spree of cannon firing. Grant put an end to it. "The war is over. The rebels are our countrymen again," he told his staff. He felt that he couldn't exult in the downfall of a foe who had fought so long and valiantly. Catching the clemency of the moment, the Union troops decided not to wait for the official delivery of food to the defeated enemy.